Welcome to the Learning Blueprint, Crafting Behavioral Change at L&D. This is the go-to podcast for leaders who are passionate about driving impactful learning and development initiatives within their organizations. Each episode, we will dive into the strategies, tools, and insights that can help you sculpt the future of workplace learning. In this episode, we're going to look at how do we retain individuals in the liquid workforce. So as a training function, we often don't have a direct impact on retention or the retention strategies or decisions within the organization. But we can increase retention through the work that we do. And so we want to really look at what is happening in the workforce that's creating this liquid workforce, and how do we work to retain individuals, especially high performers, in the liquid workforce. So the first I want to talk about, what's the problem with it? Who cares, right? If we have some sort of pipeline where we can bring people in and bring them out, and even if we fix the training function where we get people on board quickly, why does this matter? Well, there's several impacts to the organization that we all feel. One is the loss of institutional knowledge, right? Your company is what it is today because of its history, because of the individuals, the vision, the skills that have been populated into that company. And as people come and go, that telephone game becomes more and more distant, which actually feeds the liquid workforce, right? If I don't feel connected to the organization because that institutional knowledge hasn't been passed down, or I don't see where I can grab onto it, and it's just reading mission statements and values, then I'm less likely to stay. And so it has a feeding itself impact, and it also has a loss of institutional knowledge impact that we see every day. It also prevents organizational stability or growth, right? So you certainly can grow with a liquid workforce, and some organizations take that as a strategy to try to grow fast, and so they are okay with instability. But if your organization is trying to get to that stability place and it's really trying to grow, liquid workforce, having people who are familiar with the company, who get behind the company, who understand the skills necessary to be successful in the company and the social construct within the organization, it becomes more and more important. And so the liquid workforce prevents that or limits that. Another major impact of the liquid workforce is the cost of onboarding. Right? If people are coming and going, there's a cost every seat that we put somebody through onboarding. And that cost with the liquid workforce increases, right? Sucking most of your training budget, or a lot of the training budget. And so it has an impact on your ability to do other things within your organization, and also has an impact on the organization itself because it's spending the cost on it. And then another impact that you've likely seen, which often we try to use training to fix, and that is a limited depth of productivity. So if people are coming and going, if you have somebody who's there for 6 months, even whatever you label as productivity is not going to be fully productive, right? And so the depth that people get productive or start to come up with these creative ideas is drastically limited, again, negatively impacting your organization's ability to grow.
Looking to bring a real change to your team's learning and development? Then you need Legacy Learning Consulting. We're all about creating custom learning strategies that truly make a difference. Whether you're aiming to boost team performance or enhance leadership skills, we've got you covered. Dive into what we offer by visiting LegacyLearningConsultingLLC.com. Start crafting your team's legacy in learning with us today. That's LegacyLearningConsultingLLC.com. We can't wait to work with you. Schedule a time to discuss with Jason in the episode description below.
So it's something that we should be looking at. And the good news is as training professionals, we actually have the ability to impact that, whether or not we're strategically included in those retention discussions. So the other thing I want to look at is, what are the challenges of retaining the workforce right now? So one is that if you've ever changed jobs, you know you generally make more money on that change than if you stayed in the organization and just got a raise. There's not a ton that we can do about that within training, but it is something to certainly be aware of, because it's something that we're combating, right? if somebody's motivated by money, which there's a lot of research out there of the degree that people are, it's actually pretty small. But if we're aware of that, then we know that we're combat. Well, that's not something we can target, but we need to combat it in other ways. The other reason I point this one out is a lot of times people in the learning development field will say, well, that's why people are leaving, right? Because they're able to go make more money elsewhere. And that is for some people. But most people do not decide to leave or start thinking about leaving because of pay. It's usually a myriad of other things, satisfaction at work, training development, their own growth, their connections at work, their willingness to, the organization's willingness to hear their ideas, et cetera. So another challenge is that we are, as a society, very socially connected, right? And so there's certainly more awareness of job opportunities out there and also what's included in those jobs, right? And so as learning development people, we know, we've been spouting it for years, is that one of the reasons people stay is because they feel that they have growth opportunities, that they have a training and development is offered, right? We know that. We often try to sell out to the leadership so that they know that. But it is a fact, right? So when people are looking for other jobs, they're asking those questions to peers that they know within those organizations. What kind of training is involved? What kind of opportunities do I have? And so that is something we can directly connect to and impact in order to improve retention. Another thing that we're battling, so this is important, this is probably the most important one for learning development folks. If you think about the reason, what happens when people change jobs, they often see that as growth, right? Very rarely do people say they took a job that was worse for them. Even if it was less money or some other thing, they're going to say that it helped them in some way. We can get into the psychology behind that. But that's what most people perceive, is that when they change jobs, that it's a growth opportunity. So they think that I change jobs, I grow. And that's one of the main reasons that they do it. So as we look at what can we do as learning development folks to impact this liquid workforce, that's one that we can really target. That if we can create that perception of growth within our organization, people are going to be less likely to leave. And so when people take a strategic, when organizations leverage learning development strategically to combat the liquid workforce, what we find is employees stay longer, the turnover and absenteeism is significantly lower. And here's the kicker, kind of the point I was just making, that 94%, according to a LinkedIn Learning report, 94% of employees say they would stay in a company longer if it invested in their career development. 94%. That's us, right? That is what we can be doing in the learning, as learning development folks, we can be doing something to improve retention by simply focusing on career development, not just onboarding, but also career development. We certainly provide skill development for very specific reasons within an organization. Hey, you know, we need somebody in this area. We're going to provide training to you to learn that. But if people can feel and experience that their career is better off by staying with this organization, because we're showing them, you know, let them choose a variety of skill that they want to learn, they bring that in as part of your training plan, then we can start to shift and impact this retention in the liquid workforce. So what is our role in retaining it, right? I've made the point, we've talked a lot about it, but what is our role? The first thing is that as we're developing learning strategies, we want to be building confidence in the individual's roles. So in what we are doing, what the person is doing right now, we want them to get confident as soon as possible that they've got this thing. Because once they're confident in their role, then they can start thinking about, well, what do I do next? And that's where that career development piece is so important. We want to give pathways to that. We want to get pathways and resources for them to learn and grow on that next thing. But we want to get them confident in their role as soon as possible. Then we want to help them see their impact, right? So one of the things that legacy learning we talk about is that a learning experience is experience plus reflection. And so as learning professionals, we can help people see their impact, maybe not through performance improvement, but more through the reflection that we prompt, the way we have conversations with people in learning, in training environments or in e-learning, we want to help them reflect on the impact that they make in the organization. We also want to have a pathway for career paths, right? So often we, you know, that's included in a performance review where we say, hey, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And we have them develop it, and it never goes anywhere, right? So we want to be thinking about how do we help people develop their career path so that we can, as training professionals, create the adaptive learning to help them build the skills that they want to build so they stay within the organization. And then, of course, we want to motivate learners, right? We want to motivate learners. You know, we've been talking about this through the lens of, I'm going to have to cut that because I got to figure out what is the point today. Motivating learners. Forgot the catchphrase, but okay. So let's make a different point. We want to motivate learners to, there we go. We want to motivate learners within the organization. You know, we've talked about this a lot, about creating that culture of learning. And certainly this is part of it. But the other part is not creating things that just drive people crazy, right? Things that aren't leveraging learning sciences, things that aren't behavioral, things that appear to waste people's time. So when we create something bad, it demotivates, right? And so this is a piece that in legacy learning, we think about this a lot, that when we have somebody sit down in front of us, whether that's through an e-learning module, virtual training, live training, mentoring, whatever it is that we touch, we want to make sure that we're creating a valuable learning experience so people go, yes, I got something from that. Not just an idea, but they can do something different now because of that. And so if we can do that, people can feel the behavior change. They know they're better off before the training. That's going to improve the motivation and help them engage in our learning experiences again. Thank you for tuning in to the Learning Blueprint, Crafting Behavioral Change in L&D. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform and follow us on your preferred social media channels to continue the conversation and stay up to date on the latest trends, strategies, and success stories in L&D. Join us next time as we further explore the world of learning and development. Until then, keep forging pathways to meaningful behavioral change in your workplace. And don't hesitate to reach out via social media with your thoughts, questions, or topics you'd like to see us cover. Here's to shaping the future of your organization, one behavior at a time.